Hi, my name's Mark Thomas, and I am a performer and a writer. I am performing down in Bristol at the Tobacco Factory, doing a show about my walk along the length of the Israeli barrier in the West Bank, which I walked on both sides and treated it as a ramble and tried to get from A to B.
And what made you decide to choose this for your ramble? Because most people wouldn't. I mean, we've had these ramblers, for example, arrested over in Iran for a rambling around the Iranian border.
The reason I wanted to go there was a mixture of devilment and curiosity to look at something in a different way. You know, what better way of finding out about a conflict involving land and identity than walking and talking? So it was just that those are the reasons of doing it.
And did you find much difference on different sides of the wall?
Yeah, it's massively different. And you can tell which side of the wall you're on. You could be blindfolded and dumped on one side and you know immediately which side you're on. You know, if you go to an Israeli settlement, it's under Israeli law. If you go to a Palestinian village, it's under military law. So, you know, there are two different legal systems there.
Okay, so what would be actually practically, what would you see that was different then? Would that we all be expected to behave differently?
Generally in the settlements, we were regarded, because we had a cameraman, they were regarded as sort of foreign film crew, so we're probably going to say something negative. So we're regarded with some suspicion. Though they rarely broke out into hostility. And quite often, you know, people who knew what we were doing there were comfortable with us being there. Sort of serious suburban settlements. And on the other side, of course, you have life which is very, very different, which is under military occupation. When you walk on the other side, you're walking through a place with much less money, with much less access to water. It's far more rough and ready. You know, you can tell which side you're on if you're in a car, just because of the number of potholes that you'll be going through on one side or the other.
All the way along this wall, you've got sort of lookout towers. Did you manage to get into any of them and get friendly with the police?
We did. We did an interview with some of the soldiers and the border patrol, and they took us inside one of the watchtowers. And they really dominate the landscape. Incredible views that are there for military reasons across the areas.
The obvious comparison is with something like the Northern Ireland Peace Wall in West Belfast. Have you ever been there? And if so, what do you think? Is it fair to compare the two?
I don't think it's an obvious comparison. I don't think it's an obvious comparison at all, because the Northern Ireland Peace Walls were put up to stop sectarian communities that live right next to each other from actually getting access to cause acts of violence to escalate. This is completely different. It was put up by one side. It was put up by Israel, and it takes land. Nearly 10% of the West Bank's land is transferred onto the Israeli side. It takes water supplies. It isolates future capitals for potential states. It acts as a demographic barrier, transferring settlers onto one side. It's part of a military occupation that is hugely humiliating to the number of Palestinians out there. In a way, it's an act of self-delusion. Because actually what it does is it says that the issue is security rather than the issue is the occupation. And actually the issue is the occupation.
And is the wall actually built in occupied territory?
Yeah, well, the West Bank is occupied. The wall is illegal. The route of the wall is illegal, according to the International Court of Justice. And, of course, the occupation has been going on since 67. So it's a military zone. So I'd say there's big differences between the various walls that you have around. And there's certainly, you could make comparisons, I suppose, to Western Sahara, or you could make comparisons to Berlin. And those would be probably more appropriate than the peace walls in Northern Ireland.
These kinds of walls have been built for thousands of years, even if you go back as far as the Great Wall of China.
Yeah. Yes, they have been built for thousands of years. Indeed, you're absolutely right. And most of them end up as tourist trails, and that's part of the reason I went.
It's not easy to make comedy out of this kind of thing, because it's actually quite scary, certainly for those people who are having their water supplies controlled through the occupying Israeli state. But, I mean, one of the comic aspects to all of this is one minute you're getting a guided tour by the Israeli army, and the next minute you're being detained. In fact, I'm told you were detained 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, there's an argument over, my cameraman and I had an argument over how many times we were detained, actually. The thing about the comedy on this is really simple, is I get out there, this is what I do. I've done this for years. You get out there and you have adventures, you do things that people don't normally do, and you come back and tell the stories. And And some of the stories are pretty harsh and pretty nasty. And, you know, and some of them, when you're standing next to a mime artist and you get tear gassed by the Israeli army, the script kind of writes itself.
Were you just sort of arrested for a few minutes, or how did it happen?
Well, we were detained at checkpoints, and we were held over, and we had to be searched. And at other points, we were arrested, and we were detained at the side of roads. And we just had to sit, you know, we had to wait there for hours and hours and hours while all these supposed security checks went on.
But, Mark, surely they knew who you were. They knew exactly what you were doing.
You can't wander around a military zone and go, "Don't you know who I am, darling? I've got awards. I've had a programme on Channel 4. The Israeli army is a bizarre creature that, you know, is a conscript army, first of all. There's an enormous amount of arbitrary power that soldiers have. And the rules are different. You know, they change all along the route of the wall. Sometimes you can walk right next to the wall. Sometimes you have to be 300 metres from it. But no one will tell you. And so you'll suddenly find yourself arrested for being too near the wall.
Now, one of the fascinating parts of all this is that apparently all of the goods that are grown within the wall are only actually allowed to be exported to Israel.
Well, anything that is grown on the West Bank in the Palestinian territory has to go via Israel. I mean, you can't. There's no way of exporting anything out of the West Bank unless it goes through Israel. So you have this economy that's pretty much captured, and in fact it's being destroyed. You know, according to the World Bank and IMF, they're saying the restrictions on freedom of movement around the world are destroying the economy.
Now, for anybody who might be into a slightly extreme holiday, like not your normal Mallorca type thing, have you got any advice for anyone that wants to go to a place which is a little bit more edgy than Mallorca?
Yeah, do your homework. That'll be the thing. Do your homework. You see, if you wanted to go to the West Bank, look, go. There's lots of people you can connect with. There's some good tour companies that work out there. You can go walking with ex-soldiers and ex-Islamia Jihad. There's all sorts of people you can hook up with. You can work with the non-government organisations. You can work with NGOs. But, you know, just make sure that you're doing your trip with people who know what they're doing.
But you can't sunbathe, Mark, with a flak jacket on, can you?
That is true. That is one of the greatest non-sequiturs I've heard for a long time.